I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Clap your two hands together. Come on, do it better, do it better, do it better. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. I want you to look in the face of that beautiful person standing by you and tell the person you are welcome to Christos Convention. Tell him your life will never be the same. Tell him you are about to receive revelation concerning Jesus and his assignment in your life. And it will bring freedom in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Amen. Shall we be seated shortly? Shall we be seated shortly? Thank you, Holy Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christos Convention is a time that I look out for. A time that I always expect. Because time where I talk about this important person in world history is the time that we talk about Jesus. Today I was just thinking in my office that who else in world history, who else aside our Jesus, who else has been able to earn worldwide attention so much that even people who don't believe him and people who even fight against his personality and who he is still grant holidays for his sake. Now, let's think about it. The Western world are taking Bible out of their schools, but they are still maintaining Good Friday, or the holiday is still maintained. People are saying that they don't believe Jesus, but the world time and season is structured around him, not around any other man. Good Friday is celebrated all over the world by Christians, by pagans, unbelievers. Everybody, you will know it's a Good Friday because you'll be at home. Even if you don't go to, even if you're a worldly person, you will get the chance to go to Kweu. When they ask you why you are in Kweu, you say Easter. And who is Easter about? It's about Jesus, the death of Jesus. So you can say you don't like him. You can say you don't believe in him. You can say that you don't worship him. But you can't deny the fact that you are benefiting something from him. If nothing at all, a holiday. Clap your two hands. That means that the world cannot simply take Jesus out of the equation. The world cannot take Christmas and Easter out of their calendar. Forever it is there. There is no way the world can teach history and give us dates without talking about BC and AD. And BC means before Christ. And AD means after Christ or after the coming of Christ. That is BC and then AD. Now that is how the unbelievers time in their schools, in history. That means that whether we like it or not, whether they like it or not, ask for Jesus. Whether you're Muslim, Buddhist, a Christian, whoever you think you are, a Rastafarian, you cannot do away with Jesus. He's in your books, he's in your history, he's in your date, he's in your calendar, he's everywhere. Because Jesus is the most important person ever to walk on the face of the earth. And I'm glad to know such a man. I'm glad to know such a man. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Are you glad to know such a man? Yeah. And I'm glad to be a friend to such a man. I'm glad to be a friend to such a man. Hallelujah. The prophetic destiny of Jesus is what we are going to look at. Close your eyes and let's pray. Father, we ask for the presence of your Holy Spirit to lead us, Lord, in this eye-opening journey. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. And open our eyes that we'll be able to understand you, that we'll be able to have the assurance of salvation, because we can defend our faith that is anchored in who you are as the Christ of God. Speak to us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shakatala bahado shebrehedosha. Shedebrehedosha katala bahado. Let your fire fall. Let your river flow.
Oh yes.
And it flow outside. Let the fire fall. And the river flow. Let it burn inside. And it flow outside. Let the fire fall. And the river flow. Let it burn inside, and it flow outside. Let the fire fall, and the river flow. Let it burn inside, and it flow outside. Hey! Fire burn, fire burn. River flow, let it burn inside, and it flow outside. Fire burn, river flow, let it burn inside, and it flow outside. Fire burn, river flow, let it burn inside, let it flow outside.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Take back your seat. Shakata kabahado shebrehedesh. The prophetic destiny of Jesus. Clap your two hands. The prophetic destiny of Jesus. Now, what is the meaning of prophecy? Now listen, I am going to talk to you about deep things that are only discussed among real Christians. We are not gathered for certain things. Easter season, death moment, is a moment where families gather together to think about way forward. True or not true? Moment of funeral, a moment of death, are solemn moments. They are not moments for parties. They are not moments for noise making. They are moments where families sit to talk about hard things and resolves and settle issues so that they will be able to have a better future. So moments are a moment where believers engage in high-level discourse that is aimed at strengthening our faith in our Lord and our Savior, so that the world is quickly changing. As the world is quickly denying the deity of Jesus and what he stood for and the work he accomplished for us, you and I will not be victims. But the Bible says that false teachers will come and many end time signs will come, and the enemy will try so hard that if it were possible, even the chosen ones, elect, you and I, will be swayed off the road. But I pray that may your faith in Jesus be re-established in the name of God. May the faith in Jesus that you have, that you have possessed all these years, by the time we finish this Christos convention, may it be further strengthened. May it be further strengthened. May it be further strengthened. Can I hear an amen? What is prophecy? When we talk about prophecy, prophecy is simply from a Greek word that is prophetio. Everybody say prophetio. And what is prophetio? When a Greek person says prophetio, what it means is that it means to speak. It means to utter or to declare. To speak, to utter, to declare. So what it stands to mean is predict the outcome of future events. Okay, to declare the outcome of future events, tell what will happen in the future, or to foretell future things under the inspiration of God or under the inspiration of the Spirit. So when we talk about prophesy, we mean speaking under the influence of the Spirit, declaring future things, declaring things that are about to happen by the inspiration of the. And what is the meaning of destiny? Destiny is from the word destination. Destiny simply means, I thought you'd be writing. We are here to write and to learn about Jesus. So make sure you're writing something. Because we are in the days and age that people will challenge your faith in Jesus. People will meet you and they'll tell you that I don't believe in God. We are going to that time. It has started in the Western countries and it is fast coming to Africa, where people will not believe in Jesus. People will not believe in the existence of God. So the only people who will be able to survive that time are the people who know their God. They shall be strong. They shall be able to overcome that deception that is entering into the world. And so you must be knowledgeable. You must know what you worship and who you worship. Jesus told the Samaritan woman, you worship what you know not. Ask the one by you, do you know the one you are claiming to worship? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Can you defend him? One of our members who went to school recently came back and was telling me that as young as he was, just an SHS person, the teacher teaching them is convincing them that there is no God. At SHS level, I face people like that, but I face them at the university level, not even SHS. But now people are facing it at SHS, where they are telling them that there is no God, there is no Christ, and everything the Bible is saying is false. That's what they are teaching. So you need times like this where we put our own personal things aside and think about what we claim we believe, so that we will not be victims. I pray for everyone here. May none of you miss heaven, I mean, in the name of Jesus. That you'll be able to escape. Because many people are being deceived. And many people are being missed. And if you don't take care, you will just start planning to. You will get to the place. You know, one of our members who is no more in Ghana told me. He said, now, over here, nobody believes in God. And then he was telling me that, now, the things that we used to pray in Africa, I can't pray them anymore because I have all of them now. So I don't feel like praying. Oh yeah, it's a reality. You are not there yet. Because African Christianity is materialistic. We pray about what? Food, money, good job. Now you step out there and you have food, you have money, you have anything you want, you just slot in a cart. Even if you don't have the money to be paid for, later you look for money and you will not pray again. If you need a house, you just slot in a cart. I don't know what to pray about. Because everything I used to pray, when I look at my life, it has been answered. So I don't know, Daddy, I don't know what to pray. So I don't feel like praying. Never get there. So that is why you realize that Christianity is beyond give me, give me. If your Christianity is only give me, give me, once you enter into a certain dimension, you will not have a reason to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we talk about destiny, destiny simply means the events that will inevitably happen to a particular person or thing in the future. The events that will inevitably happen to a particular person or to a thing in the future. It's from the word destination, like I said. That is somewhere you are programmed to get to, or something that you are programmed, or something that is programmed to happen to you. That is what destination means. Therefore, when we talk about the prophetic destiny, the prophesied destiny of Jesus, we are simply talking about what was long foretold concerning the birth, the life, the ministry, and the death of Jesus before he was born. What was long foretold about the birth, the life, the ministry, death of Jesus. Things that were said about him that have truly come into fulfillment. His prophesied destiny. And everyone seated here has his own prophesied destiny. Everyone here is destined to become somebody and become something. Now I pray for everyone here that may you never miss your prophesied destiny. Let your amen come like thunder. May you not miss your prophesied destiny. Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the thoughts that I have for you. They are thoughts of good, not evil, to bring you into a future. An unexpected end. To bring you into a future. An unexpected end. Hallelujah. So now that is destiny. That God has a plan for everybody, which includes our Lord Jesus. And so we are just here to investigate the destiny of Jesus and to be sure whether the things that we believe are really the things that he is. The things that we really believe are actually the things that are true about him. Now, we will begin our whole investigation from the story or from John. John started an argument that I seek to answer tonight. John the Baptist, the one who prophesied about Jesus, also asked a question that every one of us here must find an answer to, because the world is still asking that question. The world is still asking that question. Turn your Bibles with me to Matthew 11, verse 2.
God Most High, Jesus Christ, you are Elohim Israel.
Are you there? John 11:2, he says, now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, that is Jesus, he sent two of his disciples to go and ask a question that the world is asking today. Go to verse 3. And said unto him, art thou he that is to come, or are we to expect another? Now everybody watch me carefully. John the Baptist was the man who saw Jesus coming for baptism and shouted that this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. True or not true? Now John the Baptist
has secretly sent people to go and ask Jesus that, are you really the one I spoke about? Meanwhile, if you remember that story, John said boldly that, how did I know? I know because I saw the Spirit descend upon him, and he who sent me to baptize told me that the one on whom you see the Spirit descending, it is he. So he was so sure. But after some time, things had happened to him. He has become offended. He has gone through challenges. As at this time, John the Baptist was in prison. Anytime you enter into prison of life, your mind doesn't work well. Tell somebody, when you enter into the prison of life, be careful, your mind doesn't work well. When the devil is able to position you in a certain difficult situation in life, you will start asking questions you never thought of. So God, why me? So God, are you really there? So God, are you in heaven looking at me? So God, what have I done? See, by the time you get there, you have gotten to John the Baptist level. When he was in prison, the same person saw the Spirit descending, sent again to go out, because Jesus perhaps did not come to visit him. Jesus did not come to work a miracle for the chains to break. Jesus did not come to break the prison gate. And John the Baptist was like, you, one, physically you are my cousin. You are my cousin. I'm older than you 6 months. So you card there, you are my brother. Since I came to prison, people, strangers have come to visit me. You that I helped your ministry, I told people to follow you. In fact, some of my own members followed you, and now you are walking about everywhere. And now I was wrong. Have you ever asked that question before? This thing, is it really true? Like sometimes you go through some tough times and you ask yourself that, what we are really believing, is it really true? Is it really true that God answers prayer? Because perhaps you have prayed about one thing. You see, you are gradually getting to the level where John the Baptist got to. It's a level of frustration. Bible says that right after he asked that question, he was beheaded. He was killed. But don't be offended in God. Announce to somebody, don't let life make you offended. Oh, you are not saying. Tell somebody, don't allow life to make you offended. Do you know that a lot of people become offended in God? Looking for one job they didn't get, they can become offended. Praying for one marriage, especially when they see some newcomers just come and pay for, and they are more holy than the people. Like, I quite will cry, no slay, and I'm saying about rescue now. Why worry? Me, my praha, praha, praha. You said, serve the Lord, you shall make you serve the. Then they start getting cold feet. Now, that position, John the Baptist was. Ask the one by you, have you found yourself in that position before? One girl asked me, is God there? Why? Because she has failed the exams beautifully. Has failed nicely. See that the one that you have 999999 in chains, so nice. And she couldn't control it. She asked me, "Is God real?" Because she was a shepherd. She was following me, praying everywhere, and she knew that this exam year God go right hand. Say offense, and the exam rock him. May the devil not cause you to find yourself in a situation where you will doubt God. Your amen is a suspicious one. If you have not found yourself there yet, the amen in advance, brother. Say the amen in advance. Because the way you are seriously praying about some door, some opportunity, and it looks like you love God, you love God. If it delays, will we still see you here? Will we still see you serving the Lord? It's a question you have to keep the answer till the time comes. But John the Baptist says, are you the one? Are you truly the one I spoke about? Are you truly the one? Lift up your hands and say, help me, Lord.
Say, help me, Lord.
Philip also said something very important. So John the Baptist asked a question that says that, are you the one we are waiting for? That means that they are waiting for someone. Do you understand what I'm saying? And Jesus, I told everybody you were the one. But looking at the way you are behaving towards me, I'm beginning to have doubt. So are you that person? This Easter is to help members of Rescue to understand that Jesus is who he said he is. Simple. That's my whole assignment. I'm not here to do any magic. I am here to teach, to make you understand that who that he is, he is 100% that. He's 100%. Are you the one? Now, after John asked that, John had a member. When John was doing church before he was arrested and he asked this question, he had a member by name Philip. Philip was John the Baptist's disciple before he healed John the Baptist to follow Jesus. He also, after he had met Jesus, looked for his brother called Nathanael. And he told Nathanael in John chapter 1. Let's go there. Go to John chapter 1. Let's read it. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, I have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophet wrote. Then he brought him, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, that is verse 45. Philip finds Nathanael also. Nathanael, I have found the one that was spoken about by Moses. And then the prophet. That means that Moses said some things about somebody who was come. That the prophets like Isaiah, like David, all of them were prophets who prophesied. If you read the book of them, you see them. The Jeremiahs, the Micah and Co. All of them, they said things that were supposed to happen about a certain person who was to come to this world. And Philip said, we have found him. May you also find him. In this convention, may you find him. I said, in this convention, may you find him. Lift up your hand and say, may I find you, Lord. May I find you, Lord. A lot of people in church, but they have not found Christ yet. Just churchgoers. They have no relationship with him. The way some of us can boldly say that, I know the Lord. I was telling somebody today. I said, listen, sometimes you have to go through certain things because the day they take Bible from you and tell you that there is no God, you will not be able to defend God. Because all you know about God is what the Bible said. You have no experience with God. But some of us, you can take the Bible away. Our life and what we have experienced since we were born till now and how this God responded, came through, showed himself, came up like, without the Bible, we can only say that there is God. Because I can give you scenarios of my life and what God showed me, what God told me when I was young, when I was this, when I was that. And all have happened. And so me, take the Bible from me, I can still defend that God is. But can you also defend that God is real? Ask the one by you, aside the Bible, can you defend experientially that there is God? Oh yeah, this question is very simple. Don't mind whether you're a pastor or not. Ask yourself that, when you put the Bible aside, after the Bible you know, but when you put the Bible aside, do you have experiences, personal experiences, that can convince you that God is real? That is why some of us have taken certain drastic decisions and we have never regretted. The reason is because we know whom we are following. Not because the Bible said it, but because we saw him. We have experienced him. We have related with him for some time. And he didn't disappoint us. The things he told us he would do, he did it. You can't tell me that God is not there. You can't keep your white man theology. You can't tell me that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen. So Moses says something. The Old Testament prophets prophesied about someone. And Philip said, we have found him. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph. Now, we're talking about the prophetic destiny. Something was said about him. Something was prophesied. And you and I must know what's said. And whether he truly fulfilled them. That is what we are heading towards. So now, what is that prophetic destiny? What was said by Moses and what was said by the Old Testament? Edena in woman aka afa onipe bia oba a enunti nu nu ya jedi said Jesus Christ no yes anipa. What was said? Do you want to find out? Do you want to find out? Now, John chapter 4, verse 5 to 29. We are going to check it out. Now, this was a discourse between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. And a lot of things happened on that day at the well. When, you know, Jesus intentionally asked the woman for water. Then the woman was trying to play some tribal politics and stuff. Then Jesus answered. The conversation went back and forth, back and forth. Then it became a bit tensions. Jesus started talking about certain things. So in verse 25, everybody go there. Verse 25. The woman said to him, this is the halotu. This is the woman who has been with several people. He said to Jesus, I know that the Messiah is coming. I know that the Messiah is coming. Who is called Christ? Are you reading? Who is called Christ? When he comes, he will tell us all things. Then, 26, Jesus said to her, I who speaks to you, I am. The woman says, the way you are behaving, you are trying to behave like someone that I've heard about, called the Messiah, the Christ. But we have been told that he is coming. Just that we don't know when he will come, but you are doing your things like him. Then Jesus told him that Messiah who is the Christ that you are talking about, I am he. Now remember that this guy, Peter, also answer the question that Jesus took. Who men say I am? Then Peter said, you are the Christ of God. And here Jesus confirms that I am Christ, the Messiah, the one who is coming. So it stands to reason that Jesus is actually carrying a prophetic destiny that is to be the Christ of God, to be the Messiah of God. Now, I am going to explain certain things to you in the course of the convention. You have been mentioning Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You don't know what you're talking about. The name Christ, what you call Christ, is actually the destiny of Jesus. That's not his name. Tell somebody that's not his name. His name is called Christ, though. It is his destiny. That has become as though it is his name. He told the woman, I am he, the Christ. John, he asked him, Peter says, you are the Christ. And then he told Peter, don't tell this to any man. Keep it a secret. So Jesus confirms that his destiny is be the Christ. Now, what is the meaning of Christ? When we say somebody is the Christ, remember that they said Moses has said things about him. They said the prophets have said things about him. That somebody called Christ is coming. And this one has told Jesus that they are also expecting that person. But as of now, you are trying to behave like him. John the Baptist also sent to go and ask him that, are you really the Christ? Because I saw you and I thought you were the Christ. But you didn't come to visit me in the prison. Are you really the Christ? So you see that the whole issue has it's become like a controversy about Christ, 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 Christ. And this guy called Jesus was beginning to behave like the one that was spoken about. And so everybody was kind of asking, is he the one? Is he the one? Is he truly the one? And as I'm talking to you now, that question is still going on. People are still asking, is Christianity the true religion? Some are saying no, some are saying yes. People are saying, is God really real? Some are saying no, some are saying yes. So that question has not yet been settled in the hearts of many people.
That is why as teachers, we need to keep teaching the truth until many come to the full knowledge of who Jesus is. The prophetic destiny of Jesus is to become the Christ. Lift up your right hand and say, the prophetic destiny of Jesus is to be the Christ of God. Amen. You remember what the woman did when she fled to the men, ran to the men? She told the men, I've met someone who told me everything about me. Can this be the Christ? That's verse 28. Can this be the Christ? That means that everybody was expecting a certain Christ, a certain person called Christ or Messiah. So what is Christ? Do you want to know? From the back, do you want to know? Write it down. Write it down. I want to see everybody write. Christ is from a Greek word called Christos. Christos. Now listen, you need to know what I'm teaching, because you may meet a Muslim, you may meet a Hindu, but when you are speaking and you can't defend, you see, 1 Peter chapter 3:15. Everybody give me 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter 3:15. Listen. A Christopher, you see, San Yoma, we said, you be now you tell me a Gina painting. Because and if you are on social media to be unchallenging, but you may find yourself in a different county, in a different territory, in a different office, and your faith will start shaking. We used to have a certain shepherd who started working somewhere in Accra. I'll not mention his name. I started working somewhere in Accra, and I started coming back asking questions, weird questions. No, he has gotten exposed to a certain guy on TV and radio who doesn't believe in Christianity. He has a popular name, I forgot it. Moshi, Abraham Moshi. And the person's teaching is what everybody in the office there follow. Common sense. And there's no Christianity, no God, no this, it's a lie. And this guy had fallen in it. And gradually he will come back and he'll be asking us questions. And he was confused and confused and confused until today he's nowhere to be found. So what I'm talking to you about has to do with your destiny in God. Today you look all right. Is that because you have not faced certain people? But woe unto you if you're prepared. If they say, you can't say. If they speak and you can't speak. If they talk and you can't talk. Then you'll be in trouble. Then you'll be in trouble. Are you following me? Look at what Peter said. Peter said, sanctify the Lord. The word sanctify there means revere, respect God in your heart. Respect the Lord's Christ. If you can change the version for me, it will do. Respect the Lord's Christ. Good. Set apart the Messiah or the Christ as Lord in your heart. And always be ready. Charlie, I want to read that place with you. Everybody, let's read this one. One, go. Be ready to do what? To defend. Say defend. Anywhere you stand, be ready to defend Christ. But if you don't know the truth, how can you? Some of you are doing witnesses, you are in trouble. Because you don't know the truth. So what they know, they throw it at you, quote scriptures like them, and you can't quote one. You are in trouble. I've had the opportunity to work when I was doing my service. And my team leader, our marketing head, is an elder in that church. And he kept confusing everybody in the office. And they had realized that I love the Lord, so they nicknamed me Pastor La. So they knew that I like, they didn't know I'm a growing up. But they just give me Pastor La. Anytime they are doing that, I'll keep quiet. But he's my team leader, so I don't have a problem. Then he will be confusing people and then all that. So one day, he himself was confusing several other people. Then he threw a charge there. I said, Pastor Love, can we canon him?
He knows that what I'm saying is true. And this is an elder. An elder is like a pastor in a church like the Pentecostals. And when you are called an elder with the witnesses, it means you are a pastor. Then, that even I know what it is. So now, all the innocent people tell me, say that, Pastor Love, is it true? So it's either I keep quiet for them to go home with a lie. Our Jesus being an angel and all sorts of things. Angel Michael and, oh yeah. There are many things out there you don't. Or I have to defend Christ. It's not just an angel. He is the Son of God. Then I had to answer. Then when I answered, it became an argument. Give, take, give. Then now everybody, huh? And then the pastor Lava Kasa, Then the thing went on. Then when he saw that he was losing, hey, shut up. Shut up, work. I'm going to be a pastor, work. Then I kept quiet, sat behind my laptop, started working. Then everybody left. He personally gave me a work that kept me in the office. Then after everybody left, then he now, now, what pastor was it there? Then now we started. He quote. I said, open. Then my computer even at the office had installed Hebrew and Greek Bible on it. So when it's making some of the lies, I open now. You know Greek, you know Hebrew. Now come. This word you're talking about is from this Hebrew word, it's from this Greek word, and this is what it means. And it's not about what I, oh, by the time I finish with him, say, Kofi. From today, don't talk about Jesus here again. Have you heard me? Another group there, they are called, when I was in the university, they are called CCI. Another group like that. They are on the internet. Okay? And they, a lot of weird doctrines. Then they will come to room to room. Then they are talking to people. Confusing people. That in my room, so they were wondering that, this girl, when she comes here, and mostly she doesn't come to meet me. So I just go away. Then this particular day, when she came, I was the one there. And then she came. When she came, I said, oh, I'm busy. And I know where she's coming from, so I didn't want to listen to her. I said, oh, I'm busy. Then she said, okay, she'll come back. So she went, came back again. When she came back, my roommate had come. And was saying, Fatou Keniba. Then I said, this girl, what do you want about this? And we just sat down. By the time I finished with her, she said I was going. The questions I'm asking, the things I'm saying, she doesn't know. She's going to ask her shepherd and come back. Till today, she's still coming. Then my roommate started shouting, the prophet. God, that was my nickname there. Amen. Now, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that you must learn to defend your faith. Otherwise, you know, one guy who couldn't defend his faith went to have argument with one Mohammedan, Mohammedan. Those kind of Ahmadiyya people. Had argument with them, those who have learned some parts of the Bible to fight the church. And they confused this boy, Basabas. Then this boy, who is a shepherd, started praying at the mosque in Odoko. You see him in that. You are saying, hey, do we know where you will be tomorrow? Ask the one by you, where will you be? In the Hindu monastery? Where will you find yourself? This guy was a shepherd I raised so many years ago when I was just doing fellowship and youth ministry. Then when he met some of our members, they asked, Charlie, you have not been coming for fellowship. What's going on? He told the pastor, I've seen the light. Ask somebody, have you seen a light? I've seen that. That is how they talk. That's how they talk. When they think they've gone to learn something new, they will now say, it's now that I know the Bible. Like now, everything I was teaching them was in grade room. But he didn't know the Lord for himself. That's why I mean, I can put the Bible aside. You can't convince me. No. And take all your argument. But Peter says, set apart the Messiah in your heart. And how will you be able to do that? Always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason of the hope you have in him. Be ready. Be ready. Tap the one by you, tell him, be ready. Prepare yourself. because you may meet somebody very soon who will start making you feel like there is no God. Start making you feel like it's waste of time. But may God help us. So if we say that the prophetic destiny of Jesus is to be the Christ, what is the proof? How do we know? Are we just saying it because Pastor Prince said it? Have you read your Bible? Do you understand what it means? You may even defend Yankopon on your own. And as a suffering niwa, what do you mean, Kaza? That is why we are here in this convention. That's why we are here. So if you have a different reason of coming here, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I am doing a spiritual exercise that will save sons and daughters of this ministry against the wolves and the deception that has gone in this world. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. So what is the meaning of Christ? I said the meaning of Christ is from the Greek word Christos. Christos. When we talk about Christos, Christos is a Greek word that was taken from a Hebrew word called Mashiach. I would say Mashiach. Which is like a Messiah. The English will say Messiah. Okay? Mashiach. When you meet a Jew, he will pronounce it well for you. But it is what the English will try and say Messiah. Mashiach. It's like that. And that was Greeks. When they entered into Israel, they conquered and used their language to mention Christ. And the English also conquered and they also used their language to mention it Christ. But it's from a Greek word. Alexander spread his language when he conquered. And that Greek word, Christos. And Christos is from the original word is Hebrew, which is Mashiach. And Mashiach is what the English now calls Messiah. So now, Christ is the same as Messiah. Do you not understand? Just one is what? Hebrew. And one is what? How many of you know that Kwashi and Kwesi are the same? If you don't know this one, I'm worrying you with Christos and Messiah. Mehao. If you don't know that Kwesi ni Kwashi Eyepe, you don't know that Efia and Efua are pe. You don't know that Esi and Akosia are the same. The Fanti will call it some way. The Akan will call it some way. Isn't it? The Ewutu people, these people, will also call it some way. What is your name? Kwao. Kwao. Now, when you come to Akan, it's Kwao.
Echo.
Echo. Like the Fanti will echo. They call it Kwao. Now when he comes to that, this is Yao. So when he tells you that I'm Kwao, he's actually trying to say I'm Yao. Who another person to say Echo? Don't be confused. So the same name. So now, please sit down. So that's what I'm saying, that Christ and Messiah are the same. Just that different languages call it different. Do you understand? Now, so if they are the same, what is the meaning of Christ or Messiah? What's the meaning? The meaning is simple. It means anointed. Write it down. The anointed one. Remember that from the beginning of the story, they have been asking about someone. They have been all talking about, are you the one? Are you the one? So the whole thing about the Christ is a certain person. And it's the anointed one. That's the meaning. The anointed one. That's why Christians are called the anointed ones. According to 2 Corinthians 1:21. We have been established and anointed by him. That Christians, they are the anointed. Because the word Christ means the anointed. Now, when we say that somebody is anointed, or he's anointed, or we say that anoint, what's the meaning of anoint? For you to understand the anointed one, you have to understand anoint. So what is the meaning of anoint? To anoint means to smear upon. To smear. When we say smear, what's the nkuda? Udin kunu sra. It has been smeared on you. Do you get it? Oil. Near the gooswa, yet the sra. And anything that you want to can you almost say then, yasrano. Yasrano.
omo nka se yehwe ngwe gudu so esi ya sra no ngo as ya said they are sra no. Now that is the meaning of to anoint. Say yes, srao, baby. So I can anoint you with water, it is soon as srao. I can anoint you with dust, maybe futu na media srao in him. I can anoint you with oil, maybe oil na media srao. I can anoint you with the Holy Spirit. That's a medium conquer and asrao. Now Jesus Christ, according to Acts 10, verse 38, he is the one who was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. That's why he's the Christ. Clap your hands. Ask the one, are you following the teaching? Are you following? It's step by step. Oh, this one, I'm not expecting you to be happy with it, but I'm expecting you to follow. Just follow. Understand, you have come to Easter, so understand who you are following. And I'm going to continue another introduction. I'm going to go deep. An introduction, Ompe. Ompe intro, no. Where intro? It happens, I'm even come. Where you hear definition of terms? We're in the terms. We're just argument. We are now defining terms. Prophecy, destiny, Christ. And no one I hear. Amen. Oh, amen. Clap the one. Clap your hands and tell the one by you don't sleep. This is a conference. So now, from today, when you hear Christ, what's the meaning?
The anointed.
Period. From today, when somebody says, oh, Jesus the Messiah, what's the meaning?
Christ the anointed one.
Simple. You see, now you are not going to be ignorant. Yes. Amen. Umpe we na opeden. Pitiana ye ka o so be den. Now, let's build up. We have just some few minutes to close the introduction and then continue tomorrow. Amen. So Christ or the Messiah means the anointed one, as I've explained, which means that or which also stands for the Messiah. Now, like I mentioned, let me finish this intro well. So I am saying that the name of Jesus is not real Christ. I guess what I'm saying. I said the issue of the Christ is something that somebody is supposed to come to do that has been ascribed to him because he looks like the person. He's behaving like the person. I tell it. And the person has been prophesied to be the anointed one, so they call it Christ. But Christ is not necessarily a name. It's an office. Tell someone, it's an office. What's president? It will be personal property. After 8 years, you are no more president. It's just an office. It's not your name. Our first gentleman of the nation, he's not called president. It's not his name. It's an office. As long as he's in the office, they will mention that name, but that's not his personal name. It's an office. Once he steps out, somebody else will carry the name. Father is not a name. It's an office. So you prosperous. You are not called father. You can have beard. Say the ending. You can grow beard. You are not father. Are you getting me? Mother is not a. Your mother can name you mother. Mother. There I go, mother. But it's not your name. It's not your name. It's as until you have children, you are not mother. In the same way, until you are ministering, you are not a pastor. It's office. It's not a name. I have seen a guy called pastor, but that's not the actual name. It's an office. We hear it, we think about a certain work. When we hear lawyer, we think certain work. Even though somebody has called lawyer, we think about a certain, it's an office. Now, Christ is also an office, not just a name. It describes a certain work. So, if Jesus
if Christ means to be anointed, and somebody says God has anointed Jesus Christ, is it correct? Listen to the question. I said, if the name is just Christ, but it's about something, the anointed, it means to be anointed or smeared with them, then can you say that God has anointed Jesus Christ? Because Christ means anointed. So what you are trying to, God has anointed Jesus anointed. Is it not tautology? That's why the Bible in Acts 10:13 never said God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost. No, that is not really his name. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus who came from Nazareth, Prince from Odoko, from Accra, Jesus from Nazareth, anointed him so that he will be called the Christ. Okay, so Jesus, now what is Jesus? Jesus is a name. When you go to Israel today, there are many Jesus. In fact, you're angry because you hear somebody maybe calling his dog, Jesus, Jesus, come. And you say, ah! Some of you even get angry when you hear that there's a player called Jesus. You're like, ah, why is he called Jesus? Because you're an African man. You think Jesus is only the one you. It's a name. It's like Kwame among the Jews. Jesus is a Greek way. It's Jesus. Jesus. But the English calls it Jesus. But the real name is Yahshua. Everybody say Yahshua. That's the real name. It's a Hebrew. Yahshua. It's called Yahshua. Now, that's why it's Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus the Messiah. Are you following my story? I'm telling you today, I'm defining terms to help you have a certain understanding of who you are following. So there is nothing. Now, the meaning of Yahshua is just from the old name called Joshua. From the old name called Joshua, which means the Lord saves. And because he was coming to do the work, he was named Yahshua, because the Lord saves. He's going to be our savior. Like Joshua in the Old Testament. It's the same name. Are you following me? So now, do you now understand how the names go? So, the one we call Jesus Christ, we call him Christ because of his destiny. But that's not actually his name. He's actually called Jesus. And if you want to single him out of the name Jesus, say Jesus of Nazareth. That's why they said the son of Joseph. Philip told Nathaniel, I found Jesus, the son of Joseph. That's how to describe it. Do you get it? Are you getting it? Beautiful. Clap your hands. The day he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, it was that day that he stepped into the office of the Christ. Do you get it? He used to be what? Jesus, the son of Joseph, or Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus from the Galilee, and all that. When you read the scriptures, that's how he was referred to. The Galilean. Jesus, the son of Joseph. Jesus of Nazareth. These were his descriptive names. But the day the Holy Spirit came upon him and smeared him. And you see, let me tell you something. In the Jewish culture, when the Holy Spirit, or when you are smeared with oil, you are actually being consecrated into a position, an office. Are you kidding me? They don't just smear you for nothing. So it's either you are going to be a king, or a prophet, or a priest. Then you are smeared with oil into that office. Is everybody getting it? Are you getting it? So that is why God instructed Elijah that go and anoint Jehu as king of Israel, and anoint Elisha as prophet, and anoint Hazael. Yeah, Syria. That was one of the capital
that the northern part of Israel had, Syria. Amen. So in Israel, before you can enter into an office, you have to be anointed into it. Do you understand? Do you understand? That is why for Jesus to be the Christ, he too has to be what? Anointed into it. Okay? To serve as the anointed one. So now, if Jesus is the one who has been anointed or chosen by God, then what is the work of the Christ? How do we even know that this Jesus we are talking about is the real Christ? Do you know that before Jesus came, several people came, they said they were also Christ? Or you are not aware? When Gamaliel, there was a man in the Bible called Gamaliel who advised the Pharisees when they were trying to kill Peter and the rest after they caught their preaching. Take it out, John chapter 4, John chapter 5. Then the Bible says that Gamaliel advised them that, listen, we have been here and we have seen many came and paraded themselves as the Christ, and yet we saw how they destroyed. But these people, be careful about them. These Galileans and their Jesus, be careful about them. Now, Gamaliel is a high Pharisee with high reputation. They respect him. He advised them that don't touch these people. If this Jesus is really not the Christ, it's just a matter of time. He will be destroyed like the others, and his name will die. So Jesus is not the only person who has come and claimed that he's the Christ. As I'm talking to you now, there are several other Christs that even came after Jesus. That's why the Bible says that many Christs will come in the end time. You didn't understand when he said that. It means that people who come and say they are the chosen. You understand? They are the anointed. They are the people through whom you can go to God. That is what has birthed religion. All of them have a Christ, the special one. Who is the special one among Muslims? Good. I didn't mention this, but you just knew it, because he is the special one according to them. The one chosen according to them. Them, he is the Christ. They don't believe in your Christ. Among Buddhists, who do they see as the chosen, the anointed? Oh, come on, talk to me. Who do they see as the anointed? They don't see your Jesus as the Christ. They see Buddha the Christ. Are you following what I'm saying? Among the religion called Rastafarianism, who is their holy one? Who is their Christ? It's called Haile Selassie. It's not your Jesus. They call him the Black Jesus. So who are you following? Who is really the Christ? Is it a question you have been wondering about? Ask the one by you. So who is the Christ? Because many, see, Shinto. How many of you know Shinto? Shintoism, one of the religions, is in Japan. Shinto also says that he is the Christ. You are in Ghana here, all you know is Jesus. But there is somebody who says he's the Christ, Shinto Christ. So who is the Christ? Who is the Christ? Who is the Christ? Who is the Christ? Who really has the destiny as the Christ? When Philip saw Jesus, he said, I have found the one prophesied as the Christ. When the Samaritan woman asked Jesus, are you the Christ, the way you are behaving? Jesus said, I am the one. When Peter said, you are the Christ, Jesus said, you have said it right. Keep it as a secret. Tell anyone. So Jesus has received that destiny and has accepted that he is the Christ. But we cannot just step out and just say, that's the Christ. You must prove it. Because they will tell you that DS2 is the Christ.
You must prove it. So is that, can you prove that your Jesus is the Christ? Is the anointed? That's why this Easter, after that I will talk about blood and whatever, I am first and foremost talking to you about the one you are celebrating and following. For you to conduct an investigation to ascertain whether Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. It's a research topic that we are pursuing. It's a research work. How many of you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Put your hand down. How many of you can prove that Jesus is the Christ? Put your hands down. Now, let me ask the question again. Be very, very sincere in your heart. Aren't you a good person? Aren't you a sincere person? From the front to the back, including everybody. Be very sincere with yourself. Who are you lying to? You are lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself. I'm asking the question again. Maybe it's not semi pure. Say in case what you want, oh, Cassian, Yami, and Faso, Nisu, Sopo, Bompai, my name, Co. Maybe it's not semi pure. I'm asking the team. They say, Mumuahina, Muaha, who did this say, Yesu Christo, Yami, Bano, the anointed Christo? Yesu, no, only Christo, na, or Babaji, Yasinqua. Unim said, Mohammed, and Yeshinto, and all the others. Buddha, no money at the end. A yell say, yes, you know, free Jew for assassins. Or any power, how free Jew for assassins. How many of you believe that a your no and a Yami Humbe share or Babimu, a woo Yami Bari as I say, Nipa? How many of you believe Jesus is the Christ? I've been busy question ever for. Hey, Linsani Dorso. Okay, so you believe it? Good. So now I want you to watch. How many of you can prove it? My mom, Mike, now wait to prove your train. Say, Jesus Christ, and your Buddha, and your Muhammad, and your all of them. But Jesus Christ, or only Nyami Baba Akopen, or only the anointed, or only the Christ, or only the Christ, our prophetic destiny. No, why not wait to prove you? Lift up your hands. How many of you can prove? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 8 people who have him that they can prove. 9. How many of you would like me to prove it to you next time when we meet? I can't prove it now. I'm done with my work for today. My work for today is to ask you a question. But for you to understand the question, I have to explain everything I just said. So go home with a question. But I want you to come back for Easter. Not come for pray for me. I'm not doing pray for me. Come back here as a good Christian. That I am going. I have to know the truth. So that I know where I find myself. And then I will freak out. And I'll be Fabia. But yes, because of Kara Jinqua, baby Fabia. Then I'm very what do I? Ubet Nasa, the end of every you, Mushimon. Said ye a mutia crab and my Philly say, Yaminio. I'm telling you. Obi cha toilet, so toilet. Ocha toilet room, no. That is sending me. I say, Daddy, I can live here for the rest of my life. Like, say where me fear what Ghana and Kamepe. Toilet in Zulu. When you find yourself in such places, and maybe some of you, it will not be that. So, it may be an issue that will come your way, a problem that you will fall into. Can you stand up and say that my Redeemer liveth? I serve the Lord Christ. He will not disappoint me. He is real. Meanwhile, everything is, you are praying, you are seeing nothing. Can you still believe that even though he's not answering me, he's still with me? He's still real. That I am not deceiving myself. Can you believe it? See me tomorrow.
clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.